Where in the Bible will I find that all sins must be reproved and rebuked? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. We're commanded to preach the Word, reprove, rebuke, and exhort, 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. To preach the Word is to declare the whole gospel of God, to teach it as it is, without addition, subtraction, or modification. To reprove error, that is, make known any and all false teaching, make the church aware of it, to censure those who teach it, and then rebuke it before the church. That's what's involved in this command from Paul by inspiration. To the faithful, we are to exhort and commend them in all good works. Gospel preachers and Bible teachers must start reproving and rebuking sin. Lukewarm sermonettes are not pleasing to God. These sermons may be true and from the Word of God, but they could be preached a lifetime and never convert one sinner because they are only on love, and where there is no reproving or rebuking of sin, no one will ever be convicted of sin. Many claim they preach as much against sin as they do on love. They classify it as negative, that is, preaching against sin, and positive, that is, preaching on love. Paul points out two negatives, reprove and rebuke, and one positive, exhort. So in that case, we should preach twice as much against sin as we do on love. Preaching against sin is very unpopular, and many preachers and Bible teachers do not want to hurt the feelings of anyone by pointing out sin. It's a lot more popular to preach on love. They will have more friends in the world. Plus, they will be more popular in society. But when there is sin in the church, we must not sweep it under the carpet, so to speak, and hope no one will notice it. To this attitude, the Lord says, "It makes me sick." Remember Revelation 3:16? "I will spew you out of my mouth." Why? Because the church at Laodicea was lukewarm. So let us be as the Apostle Paul. Remember what he wrote in Galatians 1:10? "Do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ." And remember the words of James in James 4, verse 4. "Ye adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world maketh himself an enemy of God."